In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you here this morning. So I was preparing for this morning's sermon. I kept thinking about one word, and the word I kept thinking about was arguments. In my house, Presbyter and I hear all sorts of different arguments all the time coming from our kids. So when our kids were younger, the arguments that we used to hear revolved around toys, right? This is my toy, this is your toy, who's going to play with this toy? As I've gotten older, the arguments have changed a little bit. Now it's who's going to watch TV where, right? Then if they decide to watch together, it becomes what are we going to watch? And that usually is a big argument. But what I think all of us recognize is that our kids are not the only ones that tend to argue, right? Adults tend to argue as well. Now, our arguments might be a little bit different. We may argue about things like sports. In this part of the world, we might argue about the University of Michigan or, you know, Ohio State, right? Very soon, we're going to have the Super Bowl. So people might argue a little bit about the teams that are going to be playing, which ones are best and which ones are going to win. Now, there are times where an argument, when done with respect, might bring a positive outcome. I mention all this because the church, as we know, is no stranger at all to having arguments. And one argument that the church had was about who is the greatest of all saints. And there were some people that said the greatest saint was Saint Basil. Others would say, no, the greatest saint is actually Saint Gregory the theologian. Then there was another camp. And they said, no, you're wrong, it's Saint John Chrysostom. As I thought about that, as an aside, I thought, how wonderful would it be if the church continued to argue about great saints and not some of the other things that we tend to argue about. But nevertheless, the outcome of that argument came this wonderful feast that we celebrate today, that of the Holy Three Hierarchs. Now we have to remember that they are a great example of exactly what our Lord was calling us all to do in this morning's gospel. And he's calling all of us to be light. Today it's important that we consider this morning's call, that all of us should be this light of Christ. It is important that we consider this through the example of these great holy hierarchs. And let us also prayerfully consider how we can do this in a world that most certainly is in need of a little bit of light. So this morning's reading comes from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and it comes from the 5th chapter. Now this reading is part of a much larger section that we call the Sermon on the Mount. And in our particular section that we're reading, this chapter 5, the Lord begins this sermon with the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are basically telling his followers how they are going to act in the world. Then we get to today's section. Our Lord is basically telling his disciples and his followers that they are to be one important thing in this world, that they are to be light. We are to be light so others can see not ourselves, but they can see and they get to know Christ. But in order for that to happen, one crucial step needs to happen first, and that is we have to gain some knowledge. In order to be light, we have to know what we are trying to show others. As our kids are beginning to figure out what they're going to do in life, as they are considering the different vocations they're going to do, they have to do one important thing. They have to learn. They must gain knowledge. In order for them to be light in the vocation that they will choose, they have to learn about it. And the same thing is true for all of us. In order to allow our light to shine as Christians, we have to know our Lord and Savior. We have to have knowledge of him. And we must do our best to understand exactly what he wants from each of us. And we do this a few different ways. The first way we gain knowledge of him is remembering to open the scriptures, remembering to read what he is telling us. We also have to remember to keep an open line of communication, and we do that with him through prayer. And the final thing we have to do is worship him. In a very real way, this church is our school. This place is our university. This is where his knowledge enters into our hearts and our minds. The three hierarchs who we celebrate today truly understood this. They are the patron saints of education because they wrote, they taught, and they preached about our Lord and Savior. And they did their best to shine that truth, who is Christ. And they did that in themselves. They were light in a world that was truly dark at times. They were light with their words. They were light with their actions as well. And in their actions, they were very much aware of allowing Christ to shine in what they said and what they did. And that's an important thing for us all to consider as well. I want to offer to you something that a priest once wrote. He poses this question, and it's a question I think our Lord is asking us, and it's a question I think that the three holy hierarchs also wrestled with. He writes the following. He writes, "When people see us in our daily lives, when they hear our words and our conversations, when they see us face unexpected struggles and crises, will they see Christ in our personhood and witness? Will they glorify God from our example? Or will they simply say, there seems to be no difference between us and any non-Christian or any secular person?" Think about that for a moment. In my daily life, who is it that people really see? Who do my children see when I react to unforeseen events? Who do my coworkers and my friends see? Do they see the light of Christ in my actions, or are they seeing something else? My friends and my family, this is important for us to consider. We may not be great theologians, but each of us, all of us, have some sort of influence. We have some sort of influence in our neighborhoods. We have influence in our family and at work, and we have influence when we encounter people. So we must do our best to show them who dwells within us. We must do our best to always allow the light of Christ to be that thing that they see in us. I want to end today with two thoughts. The first is the words that our Lord chose this morning. He says, "Let your light shine." The Lord does not say, "Make it shine." To let our light shine means that we already possess it, that each of us today has this light within us. But sometimes the problem is we don't let it shine. We get in the way, or maybe we make things a little bit too complicated. One thing we can do is always remember to try and allow Christ to be the one that takes the lead. Mother Teresa once said, "I am simply a pencil in the hands of God. If a great author writes a masterpiece, can the pencil take credit? Of course not. Greatness comes from the mind of the author, not the pencil." Remember, Christ is in each of us. Let him use you to shine, so people will not see our good works, but they will see him. Let them know what you already know, that he is love, that he is mercy, and that he is compassion. Today we remember the three holy hierarchs, three men who allowed the light of Christ to shine. They remind us to learn about our Lord and Savior, but they also remind us to allow that knowledge to shine. Not only in word, but in deed. We are to let Christ shine and allow him to use us for the glory of his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.